did you?
Oh. My fault! Ready, go! One, two, ready, go!
Hello and welcome to the A440 Podcast, the one music podcast everyone can get in tune with. On Tuesday mornings, you'll find Dr. Dori Berger in the great room of a neighborhood community center. There's an upright piano. There's a folding table piled with percussion instruments, tambourines, and chicken shakes. This morning, she's brought recorders, but they're strictly for backup. I, for one, have been instructed to bring my own.
I've come dressed to participate, so I'm ready to roll here. So,
and this gotta come off.
No, this will come off. Yeah, it's chilly out there, though. Yeah. You know,
the room is lit with bright sunlight, or maybe that's just the glow that seems to emanate from Dr. Berger, or Dr. Dori, as she prefers to be called.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you.
She's alive with cheer, with positivity, with energy. With good vibes.
Hello there. Oh, my favorite man. Hello there.
Slowly, the participants file in. Some, like Dr. Dori's husband, Larry, is early. Others arrive on time, solo or with an aide or sometimes a family member. Others arrive a few minutes late, waylaid by traffic downtown.
Good morning.
I had to dig around my daughter's playroom to find it. But I have, in fact, B-Y-O-R, brought my own recorder. I'm not the only one. We've barely had time to shrug off our coats and say hello to one another before Dr. Dori has us seated in a circle, ready to spend the next hour keeping our brains young through music.
We are going to go right into the long breaths on the recorder. Eight counts. Right.
I should probably have mentioned the name of this class is Rhythm Kinetics, a term Dr. Dori coined herself. All the participants this morning, with the exception of myself, have been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Tears to my eyes.
You brought tears to your eyes. Mm-hmm. You see, there's a lot in there that's wanting to come out. And there's, of course, nothing wrong with letting it out. And that's what the music is trying to do, is to push out that upset, that stress, that anxiety.
Well, see,
the thing about all these support programs is that the anxiety is not dealt with, and we concentrate on the label. We need to concentrate on letting out the anxiety. When I play for you, my own anxiety is relieved. The material that I use, that I play, is a result of my feelings in the moment. So we all are in the same boat at that point. So.
And yet, those who've been diagnosed don't seem to be the ones struggling.
Yes? Okay. You can cover the holes if you want to. Left hand on top. Left hand.
Left hand. Gotcha.
Everybody raise your left hand. That goes on the top three poles. You see, he's not even diagnosed, and he doesn't know what his left hand is.
Exactly.
So, okay.
As the hour progresses, we get out of our chairs and move around the room. We play bells. And chicken shakes.
Take the new one and go 1, 2, 3. Pass the egg. Take the new one and go 1, 2, 3. Okay, ready?
We use hand motions to learn sequencing. And we play tambourines. Dr. Dory is a devotee of Dal Cross education, which, according to dalcrossusa.org, is a playful, experiential approach to teaching and learning music. It is a process for awakening, developing and refining innate musicality through rhythmic movement, often called eurythmics, ear training, and improvisation. Dr. Dory has written 5 books on using music to treat autism, and other neurophysiologic diagnoses with music. But she offers this weekly class for free. Because it's not just a career for her. It's personal. Her husband, Larry, who leads us in a waltz about halfway through the hour, has been diagnosed with Parkinson's. How long have you been putting this, running this group then? Have been putting this group together?
What happened was I have 5 published books. Mm-hmm. Of the 5, 4 deal with rhythm and music and sensory integration for autism. And after my husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's 2 years ago, I thought my writings in my book have discussed the relationship between Parkinson's and autism. Not that they're the same, but that the issues, the symptoms are the same. So there's cognitive impairment, sensory impairment, coordination impairment, exactly similar to autism. So I thought, well, the work that I do, which is based on Dalcroze eurythmics, which I trained for at Carnegie Mellon in my undergraduate, that's absolutely perfect for people needing cognitive and physical coordination rehab. So about 6 months ago, I decided to develop a class specially for Parkinson's. Last year, I ran a short group for seniors at risk of falling using rhythmic interventions. Mm-hmm. And you'll see some of the movements that we do. And it was very well received. So I thought, all right, let me, instead of calling it Eurythmics, let me give it a name that describes what it is, and rhythm kinetics, obviously rhythm movement, describes it perfectly.
Yeah.
So I developed a sort of a program called On the Move, under which the rhythm kinetics for Parkinson's and also stroke victims, accident victims, difficult moving, memory, all of that falls under. And so I came and I asked if I could use the room because there's a real piano. And
sounds
most
great.
Of the time I have to schlep my keyboard.
Oh, right, yeah. It's always nice not to have to carry your equipment.
I have in the car. These are all my drums and tambourines and everything. I don't mind schlepping that. But the thing about a piano is that you're getting acoustic vibration.
Uh-huh.
With a keyboard, you're getting digital sound, but the vibration in the atmosphere is different.
And that vibration helps the participants?
It massages the system.
Oh.
I used to sit autistic kids on top of the piano.
Really?
Just to get the vibration, because we hear with our whole body.
Okay.
We don't just hear with our ears.
Right.
I mean, music is acoustic vibrational energy.
Absolutely.
In definition.
Yeah.
So why aren't we using it? I mean, you feel in your chest the beat of a bass drum.
Definitely.
Or, I mean, you sense all these. We're not always aware of it, but in a diagnosed body that has sensory failings, it stimulates.
Gotcha.
And everyone that's attending, hopefully we'll have a group, I never know, who's well enough to come, has a different level of Parkinson's.
Okay.
So there are some that come in walkers or scooters or wheelchairs.
Of course.
Last week, they were, those that are less mobile were afraid of moving big steps. We can't do this. I said, yes, get on all fours.
Oh, wow.
If it's good for a baby to move, why can't?
That's right.
And they loved that I went down and they were moving.
Come on, that's awesome.
Beyond that,
yeah,
it was the idea of getting back to your babyhood, getting back to your inner child.
Right.
And it was so successful that today I'm going to have everybody do for all fours.
Wonderful.
For a little while on some of the movements.
Okay.
And just other movements.
Sure.
The idea in Parkinson's, it's called a movement disorder.
Okay.
It's not. It's a brain disorder.
Oh.
But it's always referred to as movement. And I said, what better way to address movement than rhythm?
Than rhythm. Just to walk it back a little bit, so a lot of this class is concerned with like everyday activities, right? Is that true? Like to get to have the participants sort of be in touch with what the things they're doing every day and the rhythm of those movements and activities?
It is more exaggerated movement than daily movement.
Sure.
We start walking to the music, to what I'm playing.
Sure.
So you'll see, they'll walk and work hard if I'm playing fortissimo.
Yeah.
Tiptoe if I'm playing high registers.
Gotcha.
They're doing this instinctively.
Right.
I'm not directing
their
movements.
Interesting, yeah.
The music is.
Gotcha. And
what I play, I'm a keyboard person.
Sure, no. And like you said, the vibrations are fantastic. And that's just putting people in touch with parts of their body they have not
exactly.
been in touch with in a
they
long time.
They don't think through
right.
their body. We start with the recorder, a special activity with the recorder, to send the sound through the body.
Nice.
Send it to your toes. Feel the pitch on your toes. Whether or not they successfully image, it's irrelevant to the fact that they're asked to do something through their body that they never think about.
Interesting.
And
is that because we lose touch with our body as we age? Is that the
absolutely lose touch
yeah.
with our body. Larry comes from the world of dance, by the way.
Okay.
He was
I see. Very nice. A little soft shoe, yeah.
yeah.
Ooh.
See? And his movement in the diagram.
Parkinson's dance.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, he's not there yet in
right.
the real crippling, disabling way. And I won't let him get there.
Right.
Because he does this. He does boxing. And he does tap dance.
Awesome.
Takes
yeah,
the
yeah.
tap dance class.
That's great.
Because that's where what he came from, tap dance.
Okay.
So we do lose touch
right.
with our bodies.
Right.
We lose touch with our inner self. I'm not a guru. I do. That comes under the title of mindful
mm-hmm.
meditation.
Absolutely.
Music is a meditative task. It's inside. It's not out there.
Interesting.
There's dots on a piece of paper out there.
Right.
And somebody pushes a key and it goes in to your brain. Hmm. You can't see music.
Right.
It's not like looking at a picture that's always gonna be the same. It's temporal, right? It moves in time. So I thought, we can't. Dalcroze's philosophy, and if you want, you might look it up on Google.
I will.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
And I'm a total groupie. Dalcroze.
Oze, interesting. Okay.
His name was Emile Jacques Dalcroze. And I have a whole chapter on him in my recent book, Eurythmics for Autism.
Okay.
But you can also read about him on Wikipedia.
Right. I was interested to see that you call, like, Alzheimer's, it's not a life sentence, I believe. It said it's a diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I'm kind of like a big proponent of, like, you know, if I'm feeling blue, I might like go for a run, or like if I'm feeling sick, like I should go do something active. Like I sort of feel like you can change the internal by external forces. You know what I mean? Is that part of this? Do you think?
It's absolutely so. But first,
yeah.
you have to recognize what you're feeling.
Okay.
And what bothers me about Parkinson's or autism or any is that there's a total emphasis on the label. You're not that label. You
right.
are Charles
yeah.
Fury.
That's right.
Or whatever. You right. happen to have a cold. Or, hello there. Oh. And sing, everybody.
Thank you.
I hung around after, helped pack the tamarines and chicken shakes, and then we all walked out into the crisp noontime air. "It's really for me," she told me, as we said our goodbyes. "I do it to help them. But really, it helps me." And that's our show. Thank you for listening.
Everybody know the pitches? Wait, let me hear. Who's got C?